don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
It's time for the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill Studios, across from Tropicana Field in downtown St. Petersburg, Florida. Providing a positive perspective from the peewees to the preps and the pros across Tampa Bay and the USA. Get your head in the game with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection and your hosts, Mike Rickard and Ben Botham.
Welcome back, hour number two, the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. We're live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, and it's an interesting Saturday afternoon on the February 11th on Super Bowl Saturday weekend, and we're looking forward to all the festivities. It's the Cupid run. Yeah, it's the Cupid. That's what these people are. We're like in the middle of a parade, folks. So as I stumble, fumble, and bumble, even worse than I typically do, it's because we're being diverted. Anyway, I've had it. Great first hour. The second hour, we're going to talk to Ray Cole here shortly, and then we're going to talk to Randy Grimes live from the Super Bowl. And then, of course, we will wind things down with a little roundtable. We'll have Ben Botham and the big old Oscar Garner III and the Axeman, Alex Reba, as we wind things down on this Super Saturday down at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. Brought to you by Sea Dogs Brewery. They have a new menu, and I'll tell you what, Charlie Breakiron, the general manager. Now, you like that place.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm telling you right now, his mother had a restaurant in Ohio, and they make rolls to die for. Here I am trying to watch the carbs in my old age, you know, my old carcass. I don't care. I ate about eight the other day with a little cinnamon butter. Oh, my God, with honey to die for. That's over there at Sea Dogs Brewery, and we've got big announcements. Looking forward to more programming. We'll be live from Sea Dogs when we do that. Right now, let's get live with the gentleman that had an incredible career, Ray Cole. He'll get a kick out of this. So I'm going to introduce him. He's the king of Kingsley, Iowa. He's a member of the Scooches Walk of Fame and a graduate of Briarcliff College in Sioux City, Iowa. And all serious, though, he is the president and CEO of Citadel Communications. He's an author, philanthropist, and civic leader. And he's Ray Cole, and I'm proud to have an Iowan on the air with us. How are you, my man?
Well, any introduction that includes a shout-out to Kingsley, Iowa, and Scooches is tough to beat. And for years, the sign on the edge of town read, "Welcome to Kingsley, some bigger, none better." And I think it still holds up today.
Well, it's a great little community, and you have obviously carried the mantle for that town in your career. And I'm looking at your bio, my friend. I would have been kinder to you when I was in Des Moines if I'd known you were going to be so successful. But our paths didn't cross that often. But you certainly have crossed a lot of cool people with your book, Hanging with the Winners, A Lifetime of Connections, Anecdotes, and Lessons Learned. And I started looking at it, and wonderful read. When did you decide you wanted to take a trip back in time and revisit all of the incredible things you've done in your career?
Yeah, it was after we sold our last network affiliates. We had we sold a large group of stations in 2013, and then we sold an ABC station in Lincoln, Nebraska, and an ABC station in Providence, Rhode Island in 2019. And I'd been encouraged for some time by some colleagues and friends and family to write a book, and I decided if I was ever going to do it, that now was the time. I sort of dedicated it to my five grandkids, and we set out, my co-writer, Rob Gray, and I. I convinced him we could bang this thing out in 2 or 3 months, and we'd probably have to interview 15 to 18 people, and a week later, the pandemic hit, and we ended up interviewing almost 80 people, and we finished the manuscript after 20 months of work. So it wasn't what we set out to do, but it turned out well, we think, based on the feedback we've gotten from a lot of readers.
Well, and, you know, unfortunately for the pandemic, but it was certainly much easier to get people that were not on the move to sit down and have those conversations.
Yeah, it was. You know, it's, real quickly, Mike, I set out to the book just to sort of memorialize a lot of the connections that I was fortunate to make. over the course of an otherwise pretty ordinary broadcasting career. But because of some leadership positions in industry organizations like the National Association of Broadcasters and the Television Bureau of Advertising, and in my case especially the ABC Television Board of Governors, which I served on for 15 years and chaired for a little over two, it was interesting because you've been to Memorial Stadium in Lincoln, Nebraska.
And at many the northwest, times, unfortunately.
Yeah, at the northwest entrance, there's a beautiful life-size statue of the great coach, Hall of Fame coach, Tom Osborne. And it's positioned right under a beautiful quote from one of Nebraska's favorite sons by the name of William Jennings Bryan. And what's engraved on the stadium reads, "Destiny is not a matter of chance, it's a matter of choice. It's not a thing to be waited for, it's a thing to be achieved." And so when my co-writer and I set out to do this book, we wanted to profile people that I described in the course of my experience with them as winners. And being a winner is not something that there's no secret formula or recipe. You're never going to put the word winner on a resume or in a bio. But I took the view that it is possible to develop winning traits and make choices that give us the best chance to find success in our careers and maybe even happiness in our lives. And I think if your listeners will go to Amazon or places where they buy their books and look at the book, it's being sold at a pretty reasonable price right now. I think they'll discover some interesting backstories on a lot of people they know. And I think they'll come away with some really good nuggets that would serve them well in the course of their lives.
Give a tease of one or two of those people.
Well, he's in the news a lot right now. The one of the first people profiled in Chapter 1, which is executives, is Bob Iger, the longtime CEO of the Disney Company, who had a fabulous run as 15 years as CEO. Bob and I knew each other from the late 70s, early 80s, when he was working as a low-level production employee for the great Rune Arledge. And he ascended, he had a meteoric rise through ABC, and then what was known as Cap Cities ABC, and then later Disney. To profile Bob was really fascinating. I think people might understand why he came out of retirement to reassume the CEO position back at the end of last year, and why so many people, employees and shareholders and others, were glad to see him return to that role. He's facing enormous headwinds. I'll tell you one fun story. Bob wrote his own book at the end of 2019. It's a great read. It's called The Ride of a Lifetime. And I'm sitting at home one day, and my wife comes and hands me a FedEx package that had just been delivered, and she says, "You have a FedEx packet from Bob Iger." So I rip it open, and inside is an advanced copy of his book called The Ride of a Lifetime. And inside the book, he wrote, "Ray, the two of us shared much of this ride, and it was an honor for me. Best always, Bob." It's very humbling. So
very
when
impressive.
I published my book in 2020, I sent him a copy of an advanced copy of the book, and in my book I wrote, "Bob, both of us have enjoyed the rides of a lifetime. The difference is yours was the Matterhorn and mine was the teacups. Best always, Ray."
I like that comparison. And he's got a heck of a challenge right now with a lot of cuts that will make him unfavorable.
Yeah,
but
he does.
What an incredible career.
They're going to pull back about 7,000 jobs, which is a lot. Don't diminish that, but it's like 3% of their worldwide workforce. So you have to sort of put that in context. But I said earlier, he's got a lot of headwinds and cross currents to navigate through during the 2-year period that he's agreed to serve as CEO.
You know, I also noticed, and you had sent that to me, talking about rubbing elbows with some impressive people. You'll be out in New York City on the 3rd of May, and the Broadcasting Cable Awards, and Jim Nance, the Lifetime Achievement Award to Jim Nance, and this will be his last March Madness. I'm gonna miss that terribly.
Yeah, me too.
He's just a consummate pro. So talk a little bit about Jim Nance, and of course, I love him on The Call in Golf as well.
Yeah, the backdrop here is the event is the Broadcasting and Cable Hall of Fame. It's an annual event, and he heads up the class of 2023, and I'm humbled and proud to be among the members of that class, along with Jim. The AMC's longstanding program, The Walking Dead, will be inducted in the iconic show category, and then a lot of other people that your listeners would know, just looking down the list here, from Al Roker to his wife Deborah Roberts. Not everybody knows that they're married. She's a terrific correspondent for ABC News and contributing anchor for 2020. Rachel Ray is a name people there would know, Soledad O'Brien, and then there's a bunch of suits like me, from NBC Universal and Paramount Global and Hallmark Media and so forth. But there's no doubt, Jim Nantz heads up the class. I've had the pleasure of meeting Jim several times. He worked the first, second round of the NCAA tournament when it was last held here in Des Moines a few years ago. It's coming back this year. Hope he gets his lead crew gets assigned here with Raftery and Grant Hill. That's always fun. I've been at Pebble Beach with Jim on the course the same day and didn't play with him, but spent time with him. And he's the consummate professional, and I think it's terrific that he's decided to take a step back. People wonder why he's stepping down. He's going to keep doing football. He's going to keep doing golf. You know, he's synonymous now with the Masters. But he's going to give up basketball, and that'll open up some time in his personal life. In my book, I cite often how important it is to have that balance. I often say that your personal life and your professional life are two halves of the same sphere. And I think Jim recognizes that. He's stepping down. Everybody remembers that he went to the University of Houston. He played golf with Freddie Couples. And
yep, Couples,
I think he liked doing his last Final Four in Houston, given his strong ties. And just one last thing, to tie the Hall of Fame dinner to the book, a third of the people profiled in the book that we published are members of this Hall of Fame. And, you know, George Bodenheimer, the renowned executive ESPN, made it what it is today. Bob Iger, I mentioned. The late Peter Jennings, the late Barbara Walters, Ted Koppel, Robin Roberts, Diane Sawyer, the late Howard Cosell, of all people, and Michael J.
Howard
Fox.
Cosell in the book?
Howard Cosell is profiled in the book. You know, if you don't have the book, shame on you. You send me your address, I'll send you one. You've never reached for a check in your life. I don't know why you'd pick up a book. You know,
I'll trade for you and John. I'll trade all you can eat and drink at Ferg's for one of your books when you guys come back down here.
I've been to Ferg's. I had a business lunch, a dinner there last year. I love Ferg's. One last note on the Hall of Fame, because I know you'll appreciate that with your Midwest roots like mine. The only other Iowa-born person in this Broadcasting Cable Hall of Fame, any guess?
I'm going to go with the voice of the Hawkeyes for decades.
The great Jim Zobel is not in the Hall of Fame. He probably should be. But the only other inductee into this Hall of Fame who was born in Iowa, he was born in Corning, Iowa, and lived in southwest Iowa until he was like 7 or 8, and he moved to Nebraska. And you'll probably know who it is now, and it's the great Johnny Carson.
Johnny Carson.
Yeah, Johnny Carson.
I should have known that. Yeah, well, yeah. When I saw the Jim Nantz, I think you posted something on Facebook too. It was really cool. You know, as far as I'm concerned, it was Ben Scully, and then it's got to be Jim, in my humble opinion.
Wonderful, just a wonderful person, and just an enormous talent. Whose career now spans decades with many sports, very very diverse.
I threatened Greg Edwards 2 days ago that I may, and he probably run into him down in Sarasota, that I may make a trip to Des Moines for the tournament. I returned last year for the Drake Relays, my favorite event on the planet, and then this weekend at Drake University, they are recognizing. I talked to my good friend Dolph Pulliam. They are recognizing the anniversary of the 1969 Final Four team that took on the Titans of UCLA and absolutely.
Yeah, how good is
North
that?
Carolina. Yeah,
how good is that?
That should be a movie. Ray, that should be a movie.
Yeah, it could be. People don't realize how they came within a breath of beating, at that time, Lou Alcindor and that great John Wooden coach team. They lost in the semifinals. They were the victim of a very bad call at a key stage in the last minute or two. Everybody always says they're refs, but anybody who's gone back and really looked at that, at the end of that game, it you're hard pressed not to nod your head and go, yeah, that was a bad call. I moved to Des Moines in 1994. Do you know who my realtor was?
Rick Wanamaker.
It was Rick Wanamaker, the great decathlete at Drake, who also played center. He was an undersized, underman defender on Lou Alcindor, and he played his tail off. And it sort of neutralized we now know as Kareem Abdul-Jabbar presence in that game, and that's what kept Drake in the game. And that's back when they played a consolation game, and Drake dominated for the third place trophy. And as I said, came
North Carolina.
With a breath. Yeah.
Dominate him, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, by the way, Greg Edwards, Small World, is in a breakfast club with me. I see him often. He's great.
Well, I'll tell him I said hello. Hey, growing up in Kingsley, Iowa, small town in northwest Iowa, folks, north of my hometown, Sioux City, and going to Briarcliff College, did you ever envision, did you have a goal, a dream to be able to touch so many different tentacles in the world of broadcasting and in life? And, you know, you're a philanthropist, because why don't we share where a lot of the proceeds of this book go to?
Yeah, all the proceeds of the book go to one of six charities I designate in advance. Two of them are national. One your listeners will be familiar with, one not. The one not is the Broadcasters Foundation of America. I have the pleasure of serving on their board and executive committee, and we help broadcasters who have acute financial needs for a variety of reasons. We gave out just under $2 million in grants, awarded $2 million in grants last year alone. And the other one your listeners would be very familiar with is the V Foundation. You mentioned the Drake anniversary. We've got two big anniversaries coming up in April. On April 4th, we'll mark the 40th anniversary of North Carolina State's big upset win in the NCAA basketball tournament with Jim Valvano. And then later that month, on April 29th, we'll mark the 30th anniversary of the very first ESPYs, where the V Foundation was founded and formally announced in that famous, famous speech that Jimmy V gave. I don't know if you remember, Mike, but I hosted Jim Valvano in Sioux City at a sports banquet in 1991.
Was that over at the marina?
Over at the, well, the Sioux City Convention Center had just
exactly.
opened.
Exactly, yeah, I do remember that.
And we did it. I talked him into something that no other speaker had ever agreed to do. We did it in the round, put him in the middle of the room, and did he engage that audience? As good a speaker as I've ever seen, had the pleasure. But that time, he was working with ESPN ABC, so that's why I had the connection. And unfortunately, I only got to know him for like 2 years, because he passed away shortly after that ESPY speech in late April of 93. As we all know, he sadly passed away. But you talk about a guy, he preached, and he practiced what he preached, and that was the four E's. He would always talk about them: exuberance, excitement, energy, and enthusiasm. And he loved quoting Ralph Waldo Emerson. I was with him several times. He would always have a Emerson quote, but the one he would pull out most often was, nothing great was ever achieved without enthusiasm. And boy, did he bring it, always.
Yeah, he certainly did. And you were blessed to have that relationship. I'm blessed to have you on, my friend. I certainly appreciate it. Why don't you tell my audience, and I'll be catching up with you when you're down in Sarasota here sometime this spring or any time of the year. Why don't you tell people where they can get the book?
The easiest place to go is to Amazon.com. And usually if the books is selling, and I don't understand how they do their pricing, but you can pick it up usually anywhere from $10 to $12, $13. And if you have an order that's $20 or $25, then it's free shipping. And anybody who's an Amazon customer, especially Amazon Prime, they know how that works. My wife is an all-world Amazon player. So that's the easiest place. BarnesandNoble.com, Target.com, most places where you buy books either have it or they can get it. And again, it's been gratifying. The sale of the books has far exceeded the expectations we set. All of the proceeds go to one of six, what I don't call them charities, I call them winning organizations. And those other four are local here in Iowa, but one's Variety, the children's charity. Another one is Blank Children's Hospital, which is talked a lot about in the book that has a personal history dating back to Walt Disney himself. That's a fascinating anecdote, and a couple others. So hopefully you enjoy the book, and even if you don't, you're knowing it's going to a good cause.
He's Ray Cole. The book is Hanging with Winners, A Lifetime of Connections, Anecdotes and Lessons Learned, and he certainly has had a lot of connections. Thank you, my man, for taking time out on this Super Bowl Saturday. Give me a prediction.
I was leaning Eagles, but I think the Chiefs receivers are all healthy from what I've read as of this morning. And I think if they stay healthy with Mahomes at the helm, they'll pull it out in a close game.
All right, my friend. Pleasure talking to you. I'll stay in touch and we'll get together
okay.
again.
Mike, it's always a pleasure, and we will hook up in the Sarasota, Tampa, St. Pete area soon. Let's do it.
I know who you grab. You grab Mac. Mac's come up and done the show twice. Grab Dan and come on up and we'll have some fun.
I can do that. He and I have dinner often. You should tell your listeners who Mac is, but yeah, he and I get together in Sarasota regularly. That would be fun.
Oh, yeah, he's been on the air. They know who he is here in Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection because it's USF and Florida Connections. All right,
oh,
have a great
sure.
weekend, man.
Absolutely. He's the best. All right, my friend, be well.
Thank you. Let's take a break. We'll be back here on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network.
The first quarter is over.
Never show weakness. The only pain that matters is the pain you inflict.
Keep your head in the game with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Live from the Clubhouse Studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Are you ready to rock?
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
What does Sea Dog Brewing and Shipyard Tampa Bay Tailgate have in common? Both are world-class experiences, owned by the same people. What a great place to spend some time with friends this holiday season? The place to be is Sea Dog Treasure Island, 9610 Gulf Boulevard. Why Sea Dog, you ask? Well, it's locally owned with locally produced brew right here in Florida. It's also a place for fun, food, and drink on the coastal Blind Pass waterfront. Ice pick draft drinks, Sea Dog Blue Paw, and a Mug Club rewards program. Get all this to go with a family-owned breakfast experience with homemade biscuits and more. Open 8 a.m. to late night. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com. While there, enter to win Tampa Bay tailgate tickets near Ray J for Bucks home games. Sea Dog Brewing, Treasure Island. It's where Tampa Bay family and friends go to enjoy life from breakfast to late night. 9610 Gulf Boulevard, Shipyard, Sea Dog Brewing. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com.
This is Mike Rickard, and I personally want to welcome our new supporter and partner, my Iowa friend, Barb with Champa Bay. Barb Grossenheiner is with First Class Real Estate Gulf to Bay, and Barb brings her Midwest work ethic, her integrity, her commitment to every client, combined with her knowledge as she grew up in a family of home construction success for decades. Barb's energy and her bubbly personality take the stress out of the challenge of home buying in today's difficult market. I assure you, I've recommended her to my friends, and I look forward to spreading her professional service to all of Champa Bay. So reach out today with Barb from Champa Bay, barbwithchampabay@gmail.com, or give her a call at 813-564-4134. That's Barb with Champa Bay. Give her a call today, 813-564-4134.
Pulling out all the stops of the fourth.
All right, let's go.
Time to bring it home with the dub.
Let's get rocking.
Stick to the game plan with a Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection live from the Clubhouse Studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Let's rock this joint.
On the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection down here live at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on this Super Bowl Saturday. We've got a lot of college basketball action. We got all kinds of action down here. We got the Cupid Run. It's been an interesting Saturday before the rain sets in. We're efforting Randy Grimes from the Super Bowl. He has been there all week on Radio Row promoting his book. And it is off-center. It's a story of addiction and overcoming, and he heads up Athletes in Addiction. And he's probably been on, I think, 55-plus stations doing interviews worldwide all week long. We'll continue to effort him. And in the meantime, I thoroughly enjoyed that conversation with Ray Kohler, but you guys probably think it was just because he's an Iowan. It's just the breadth of every people he's done work with. And speaking of Randy, must have heard me badmouthing him. I wouldn't badmouth you, buddy. He's Randy Grimes, and you've had an active week out there in Arizona. How you doing, brother?
Hey, I'm doing great. Yeah, I did. I heard you talking bad about me on the radio all the way out here in Phoenix.
I know. I'm not looking for you coming home and coming and kicking my butt.
What's up? What's up in St. Pete?
Well, if you were here, you could go for a run in your underwear. They've got the Cupid Run, and they run in their underwear down here in front of Ferg's. It's a sight to be seen.
Yeah, that would be ugly.
Hey, Randy, it's the big old St. Pete is the usual St. Pete, but you got to tell us how Arizona is right now. I mean, you got the Waste Management Open out there on top of the Super Bowl. What's the energy out there? Give us a feel. Are you having goosebumps or you're
he's used to this stuff.
You're used to this type of stuff, huh?
No, it's still pretty electric out here. Anytime you get around a Super Bowl crowd like this, I mean, everybody's here for the same reason, to have a good time. And it's all football related. Everything's heading towards the big game. It's pretty electric atmosphere, and the parties have been great. It's been great to reconnect with a lot of guys. This is the only time of year you really get to see some of the guys you played against and with, and it's a great reunion, and the parties have been great.
How many radio stations have you done interviews with?
Well, we did. You were pretty close, somewhere between 50 and 60. And Radio Row was on fire. There's a lot of people there. All the stations were there, and it's a great opportunity to get your message out. It's free media, and it's pretty much nationwide, sometimes worldwide. You know, we did something with Mexico City and Australia, so. You know, there's great opportunity there to get whatever message it is that you have or whatever you're promoting and getting it out there. So that's the whole point of Radio Row, and I'm grateful for it.
Hey, have you run across your buddy Jim McMahon this year?
I have. I've seen Jim a couple times. And he had a big golf tournament yesterday. Him and Kyle Turley had a great big old golf tournament up in, I forget the name of the town, but it was a real success. A lot of big time players that were there and celebrities. It was a great turnout, and it benefited Gridiron Greats.
Yeah, he's the only cat I know that plays golf barefooted, and
that's right.
He's a dandy
with a beer in his hand.
You mean two, maybe? Hey, I was bad-mouthing you earlier with John Rager on the NFL Alumni Super Bowl and Golf event. In fact, I've talked to Walter Carter about it, too. I'm trying to get on your team because I know you can hit the ball a mile, and then I'll pitch and putt. With our high handicaps, we pick up a couple sticks. We might be all right, brother.
Well, we should do that. Yeah, I can hit it a mile. I just don't know if it's going left or right.
Well, we got to get somebody that can pipe it down there about 275 after you drive it to OB, and then I'll take over up on the greens. But it's too bad you couldn't get your bride over there to the Waste Management and it's like on a practice round or on a Thursday, because that's one of my bucket lists. I want to get out there so I can see the zany, raucous behavior on number 16.
Number 16, that's right. Well, I've had a lot of friends that have been out there all week, and they've had a great time. And a lot of the people that were coming to the parties at night were coming from there. And man, they just said that it was so fun. And I've got to do that myself sometime.
As Oscar asked, what's the traffic like? I mean, is it just absolute chaos? You guys are invited to all these parties, but four minions like us down here at Ferg's, you'd be standing in line for a beer. Uber travel. It's just got to be just an absolute logjam, even worse than L.A.
Yeah, everything downtown's pretty crowded around the convention center, around the NFL experience, where they had the NFL honors dinner was down there. And but you know what? If you want it bad enough, there's a way to make it happen, and you can see pretty much everybody that you want to see. And if you don't mind hanging out in the crowds and fighting the crowds and the traffic and the one way streets and the blocked off streets and everything else that goes with having the Super Bowl in your city.
Well, a former Buck alum, a brother of yours, of course, played in different eras, but Ron D. Barber, inducted into the Football Hall of Fame. Your take on that?
Oh, I'm so happy for him, man. Any time a Buccaneer can get in the Hall of Fame, that's a huge event, and we don't have enough of them, that's for sure. So the more the merrier. So I'm proud of him. I'm happy for him. And it's some great PR, not only for the team, but for the city and the fans.
Well, you had one Buccaneer who retired who's about to be in the Hall of Fame. Tom Brady exited the team. How do you feel about the future of the Buccaneers? You know, that's your family. Any insight there going past the Brady era?
Well, certainly no insight other than, I feel pretty good about Trask maybe being moved up, but also they're pretty good at going out and finding some talent. They've been pretty good about going out and finding the right people and that one or two people that we need to plug in. And I'm sure they have a plan up their sleeve, and I'm waiting like everybody else to see it unfold.
All right, we'll let you go after this question. Chiefs or Eagles? And your reasoning?
Because I'm an NFC guy, I'm going with the Eagles, man. And I'll even say by a touchdown.
Well, I thought maybe with your Texas ties, your boy Mahomes might be who you'd be pulling for.
Well, Hurts is a Texas guy too. He's from Houston.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Two brothers from Texas. There's a lot of twos going on this year.
That's correct. All right, my friend. Well, tell your beautiful bride Lydia I said hello. When you get down here, we do have to plan your book signing. Of course, it was a year ago, February 8th, when our center was published and available to the public. Share with the audience how they can get your book that has been a resounding success.
Yeah, this is the first anniversary of its release. It has been a huge success. The reviews have been great. And you can go on Amazon and find Off Center, the book, Randy Grimes, however you want to find it on Amazon. Or you can go to offcenterthebook.com and get it that way.
All right, my man, be safe, have fun, get plenty of stories to share with us down here at Ferg's when you get back.
Oh, I do. I've got plenty of them. I don't think I can tell them on the air, though.
That's the beauty of it. I can't wait. All right, man.
Stay tripping. All right, buddy. Take care. Thanks.
He's Randy Grimes, and just a superb guy. Well, fellas, it's time to start talking a little Super Bowl. And I will, since he's gotten some airtime, we'll go Ben, then we'll go Alex, then we'll go the Big O. And not necessarily in that order. Well, no, not prediction, just conversation. Anything, we'll take one quick break, but otherwise, this will be a little roundtable. But I like to focus. One of the things I do want to talk about is all the props. You got to admit, they're out of control.
What do we got here? I mean,
they're called props.
No, I know what props are. Yeah. Travis Kelce. Okay. Yeah. No, man. You know the future of sports betting. This is very standard. This shouldn't blow your mind, dude.
No, I every year I look at it and I just absolutely.
Did you pick any favorites, Mike?
I haven't picked any favorites yet.
I think my favorite prop so far, I saw what will be mentioned first during the Super Bowl MVP speech. -120 teammates, +325 city and fans, +370 God or religion, +690 family, +1200 coaches, or +2500 team owner.
City and fans every day of the week. That's my.
I like the value on city and fans.
I do like the value there.
I like teammates too, though.
I usually it is.
That's about a toss up.
I don't know. I mean, but you're getting much better value on the city and the fans.
Well, Kansas City wins. They always say that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And did you see the story about Lamar Hunt's granddaughter, and his son at Arrowhead Stadium, which is a great venue? They go out and tailgate before every game. Lamar Hunt did it. You know, obviously the founder of the AFC and the Lamar Hunt Trophy. Lamar Hunt went out into the parking lot. And always rubbed elbows with the Chiefs fans, and the family has continued that tradition. And I thought it was really cool. And the granddaughter is a model. She's easy on the eyes, but she's just a diehard, and she goes out with her dad. And if it's the Chiefs, they always say the city and the fans.
And then you just talked me into that +325. Great value there.
Well, I mean, if the Eagles win, they've got they got some of the craziest fans of all time. They're definitely going to go city and fans, too. Yeah. I think you got
City no and doubt fans. About it.
If it was the Bills, I'd definitely take city and fans, too.
Well, you mean nut jobs when you're talking to Philly.
What about National Anthem? I got the over on the National Anthem. You have Chris Stapleton.
Under.
Under.
I like Chris Stapleton to keep it tight. Maybe. Well, it depends what second, because I saw 120, I saw 125, and 127. So depending on what book you're going for. You know, you give me 127.
202. Or 202, I think, was the last one I saw. Or
120 seconds. So.
Oh, okay. I got you. But I really think he's going to go over. He just did, the Tennessee Whiskey song, where he made it go 8 minutes long.
Mm.
So the last six of 10 have all gone over. So I'd put the money on going over for the national anthem.
What's the most unique prop you're looking at?
Most unique. Well, there are a couple, head to head on which commercial will air first, Budweiser or Heineken. Both -115. You think the Clydesdales come out this year, or?
I have inside information. The Clydesdales, the actual Clydesdales, are down there because a friend of the family, who's got deep pockets, she's an equestrian, and she was hanging out with them earlier in the week, and she posted it on Facebook. So that was. Kind of a hint.
If I were to put together a little custom prop, I'd say once the ball is kicked off, what's the first thing mentioned? Two black quarterbacks, two Texas quarterbacks, two brothers or Andy Reid reunion. They cannot wait.
Which narrative do we want to feed into the
most? Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I think it's a toss-up between the brothers and the brothers.
Yeah. Yeah, I think there's too much brothers in there for them not to grasp that one.
Exactly.
Kelsey Bowl.
I forgot that Jalen was a Texan.
Mm-hmm. I thought you were going to say black.
Yeah, exactly. Why don't we take a quick break, then we'll come back. These gentlemen are chomping at the bits. They want to talk about LeBron. They wanted to talk, what was the other topic that you were lobbying for?
Well, the NBA trade deadline did just pass, and it
was we'll do that next week because that could take 15, 20 minutes on all the changes that took place across the league. We'll be back here on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on a Super Saturday down here at Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill. Super Bowl 57. It'll be a wild party down here tomorrow at Ferg's.
Time's over. Reset the clock.
We're going to shut them down.
Dial the down.
Do it!
And get your head in the game.
Visualize an attack. Yes. Visualize an attack.
Yes, 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 with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Live from the Clubhouse Studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
I'll take a scotch and water. Hold the scotch.
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
I'm Captain Jeff Vickers from Florida Fishing and Adventures. Do you want to constantly catch more fish, spend less time changing baits? If so, Monster 3X baits, jigs, and scents are the answer. Monster 3X baits are tough, durable, and resistant, which allows you to catch more fish per bait. The combination of the Monster 3X lure with the ProCure Bait Super Scent, you will be landing more fish right away. Whether it's the Monster 3X Ultra Soft or the X Swim lures, Swim Shad, Paddle Tails, Crawfish, or the X Frog, Monster 3X, you'll always find it in my tackle box.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill at the corner of 13th and Central across from the Trop in downtown St. Pete, serving Champa Bay for over 29 years, is your iconic headquarters to catch your favorite teams in action with over 95 televisions, 35,000 square feet to serve private parties, game watching events, concerts, and of course all the Rays, Bucks, and Lightning action along with your favorite collegiate teams. Join the party every game at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
It's another weekend. You can wash the car today.
No.
You can mow the grass today.
No.
You can go fishing.
Oh, hell yeah.
When it's time to go fishing or head out on the water, your first stop should be at Angler 360. Angler 360 is located on the Dunedin Causeway and is the one-stop shop for all your fishing needs and water recreational needs. Angler 360 has rods, reels, live and frozen bait, tackle, beer, and soda, plus apparel and sunglasses. Make sure you stop in and see exactly why Angler 360 is the premier bait and tackle destination in the Tampa Bay area. Visit them at angler360.com.
Pulling out all the stops of the fourth.
All right, let's go.
Time to bring it home with the dub.
Let's get rocking.
Stick to the game plan with a Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection live from the clubhouse studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Let's rock this joint.
On the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. Big O and the X-Man, Ben Botham, and Mike Rickard. We're going to fly through the next 15 minutes. First thing, Alex, MVP.
Travis Kelce.
MVP.
Hurts.
Mahomes. I got to go Mahomes. He just won a second. Did you guys watch the NFL awards?
Did not.
No. They were superb. And what's her name? I'm not a country. Kelly Clarkson was the host, whatever. And I'm telling you, I thought, I can't watch this. She was fabulous. The athletes loved her. She was engaging. She was hilarious. She knows her football. She's a diehard Cowboys fan. She wore this bizarre, like she was at the Grammys, open all Cowboys deal. It was excellent. All right.
Any unexpected awards or accomplishments that you saw?
J.J. Jefferson, Offensive Player of the Year, Defensive Player of the Year, Bosa, MVP, second consecutive was, of course, Patrick Mahomes, New York Giants. He got the Coach of the Year,
Dable.
Yeah. And then I was a little surprised at this. The Comeback Player of the Year was Geno Smith, which I can see, but I thought it would, well.
His whole career.
His whole career. He did come
usually
back.
Usually an injury thing, though.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I thought it would be Barkley. And
robbed.
Barkley wasn't even third.
I know.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Well, Rob, because you got some emotional equity there.
Exactly.
All right. So now let's just give these two a little segment since they came all the way down. You came so far. At least you had to drive now.
Yeah, Oscar actually stayed at my place.
I slept at his place to make this.
He also made the quick walk down here.
Oh, okay. Well, then forget it. All right. So what was your position on number one, the Durant trade? We won't go through the entire NBA changing landscape, but Durant, did you see it coming that late in the game?
No, I mean, Oscar and I were here a week ago, and we said Kyrie would not be traded. We said KD would not be traded.
Your credibility was really gotten down.
Yeah.
Our NBA insider status has been revoked. It's pending.
That's why I'm iffy on the that segment.
I mean, that was arguably the most influential trade in NBA history, you could argue. I mean, Kevin Durant, anytime a player of that magnitude gets moved, that's a rare.
Wow. That doesn't go up there with Lou Alcindor going to the Lakers and turning into Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
That's up there, too. Yeah. I mean, there are so few times, though, when a player of the, I mean, he's a perennial top 20 player in the game's history, and he just got moved to join forces with Chris Paul, who famously doesn't have a ring, DeAndre Ayton, a great young player, Devin Booker, one of the best two guards in the league. I mean, that team is going to be very intriguing, and they parted with some really good assets in Mikal Bridges, and some like what, four draft picks for first rounders. I mean,
four first rounders.
Yeah. It's gonna the Nets reloaded. They needed to do it, but man, who would have thought that we'd see that kind of movement? You know, the Lakers, they rebuilt a little bit.
So impact wise, the Nets are in a good spot. They have a lot of assets. Dallas, first night out, Kyrie was very much cooking, so they look like that they might have an offense that works in the playoffs. And then the Suns. The Suns moved up to third in title odds, still behind Big C's and the Bucks. So, you know, they've got punching, but top of the West right now, they think
Memphis Grizzlies, they're
the ones coming out. And then LA might have some stuff cooking.
Memphis Grizzlies have a bullseye in their back now. Without a shadow of a doubt.
I feel like they've had that with the beef that they had. But, yeah, no, it's an interesting league. Several blockbusters at once. I'm looking forward to All-Star Weekend. We can really dive into some stuff.
And LeBron breaking Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's all-time record. Pretty spectacular night. And a loss.
In a loss, yeah.
How do you end that with a loss?
You end that with a loss whenever you have a team as dysfunctional as that Lakers team was. I believe Russ took 19 shots that evening, but yeah, LeBron's 20. So if that kind of shows you...
That's why Russ is gone.
Russ had a plane ticket to Utah already bought. That's what he was doing.
See, I think that speaks to the legacy of what LeBron will be remembered as. He's a man without a team, and he's a man who can't even get a win.
Do you have any non-contrarian takes at all, or like what are you gonna tell me next? The World Cup is a irrelevant sporting event. Like,
no, it's very relevant. I mean, I don't enjoy soccer, but it's a very relevant thing. But you know, LeBron.
I told you, he's the old man in the group, and I'm 66. He sits in and is gonna be sitting on his rocker.
And him and his Billy Joel.
I'd still rather have Kareem over LeBron any day of the week.
He is not the greatest player in NBA history.
I will argue that all day long.
That is delusional.
Yeah, I will argue that all day long, but we're not going to go there.
Number one all-time leading scorer. You got to crown the man. And when he was giving his speech the next night, you look behind him. Not only does he score on the court, he scores off the court. Savannah James back there looking outstanding.
Okay.
No.
All right, let's get back to football. Since this is actually our last Saturday, we can... You know, elaborate on football.
Well, you brought us on to talk the big game. I thought you were going to talk the Pistons play the Raptors tomorrow, Oscar. I thought that's what you wanted to talk about.
Yeah, I thought that's what you were thinking too.
That's not happening.
What color do you think the Gatorade's going to be, Mike? Have we covered this yet?
No, but I'm going to go with the blue.
Mystery
blue?
White.
I at like plus 400. Yellow. The odds-on favorite. Oscar, what are you thinking?
Is Mystery White on there? What is any
mystery white?
Yeah, like the white
clear water.
White guy.
It's white cherry technically.
I think that would be the clear color. Would be 750.
Okay, I'll take that.
I like red pink at plus 450 with the Chiefs.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you getting good value there?
Oh yeah,
I like that color.
I
think the Chiefs are gonna win. I know we haven't really given our picks yet, but I'm a Mahomes favorite. I like Andy Reid. I think he's the better coach. But I think everyone here's. Or no, you picked Mahomes. So I think we have two people picking the Chiefs here and two people picking the Eagles.
I think he's going to be running from defense all game. His angle has got.
That doesn't matter.
I think he's going to be run. No, yes, it does. That's how you disrupt him at. If you can get him out of the pocket and always force him to improvise, you have a better chance than letting him just sit there.
Well, there's no doubt about it. But he performs improvising as well as anybody in the league.
I think he is so spectacular of a talent that we have become numb to the things he is able to do.
Yeah.
I mean, I he's like Steph Curry. Like, I become numb to what a great volume shooter Steph Curry. He has revolutionized the game. I think Patty Mahomes has done that. Those, like, shovel passes, those off one leg plays that he makes, it's incredible. He improvises like no one I've ever seen play football.
Most creative quarterback to ever play the game.
The Eagles, I do think, though, are going to pull out the win here because there's some bad jujus going around.
Because Juju Smith-Schuster.
Well, what happened was the Chiefs put a jersey over the Rocky statue. And every team that's done that so far this season has lost against the Eagles.
Ooh, I like that stat.
You know who told me that? My niece is in town, and she lives a block from there. She told me they did that.
That makes me nervous. I don't like that.
Also, the super fan, Chiefaholic, is out of jail. And they have been on a winning streak since he went into prison. And now that he's out of jail,
will he rob a bank between now and
he's not allowed to leave the state of Oklahoma. But if he is trying to make an escape to Mexico, why doesn't he make a stop in Arizona? Yeah. Check out the festivities.
Oh my God. Was he the guy at the Waste Management Open that jumped into the water? Do we have any?
Did you see that buffoon?
Yeah.
Oh my God. We don't have any footage.
It seems like a party down in Arizona.
Oh, that's on my bucket list. I went to the Phoenix Open. There's a There's a nice looking young lady.
She was looking at you. Oh, never mind.
Yeah, she probably thinks I'm Woody. That's Woody Harrelson. I know that old guy's still alive.
I know. I've never recognized that. Yeah, you do look like Woody Harrelson.
Yeah, I've been called that several times.
Okay, Woody.
Woody's he's the president. You can appreciate this. He is the president of the Hemp Club of America. The president back in the day.
What makes you think I'd appreciate him being the president?
I didn't say you.
Oh, okay.
I didn't. I looked right at Ben.
Me?
Ben could give me crap. I'm not going to get anyone in trouble on this production. Anyway, so we got 5 minutes. Let's go start at the left. Who's going to win? Why? And the points. Total points.
Eagles, I believe defense wins over everything. Both are very productive offensive teams, but I think the defense is going to score a defensive touchdown. I think that's going to be the difference maker for the game. I think it's going to be a momentum swinger that they will not be able to overcome because they're going to unsettle Patrick Mahomes and they're going to control that safety valve in Travis Kelce, force him to go off balance downfield.
And you've got your Philadelphia Eagle green on today.
I do have the green on.
God, that's sad. Sad.
I'm siding with them and I'm putting my money on the line.
Don't come down here because when they find out that you're a fraud, they're going to kick your butt. These guys are nuts here.
Nobody touching 6'5". Okay. Nobody touching me.
I'm doing 17-28, and the Eagles are going to get a win. The Eagles, of course, I think they're going to win just because the bad jujus that are going on, all the factors. You know, they put the jersey over good old Rocky Balboa. I don't need any other reason other than that. Also, a little factoid here, the coin toss curse. The team that has won the coin toss over the past 8 Super Bowls has lost the game, so look for that.
Huh.
See who's going to win there.
So we want the Eagles to win the coin toss.
We want the Eagles to lose. We want
the Eagles.
Lose.
We want the Eagles to win the coin toss.
Mm-hmm. I got the Chiefs for the simple fact I've doubted the Eagles all season, and I hope they prove me wrong. Or I don't hope they prove me wrong because I'm certainly not cheering for the Eagles this weekend. But if they prove me wrong, it will be the fact that I don't think they've faced too many great quarterbacks this season. I mean, I was going over the list with Oscar. They have not beaten the Joe Burrow, the Patrick Mahomes, the Josh Allen this year. Some of their best wins are Aaron Rodgers in a shootout. You know, maybe that Trevor Lawrence team they beat. I just don't think that they have proven themselves to be the best team in the league. I think the Chiefs have the highest ceiling. So if Mahomes comes out and plays a Patrick Mahomes-esque game, finds Travis Kelce early, finds him often, I don't see how you stop them, but I think it's going to be a great game. I mean, there's a reason it's a 1.5-point spread that hasn't moved very much.
Have you fellas seen the comparisons in points scored? I mean, the balance here?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it should be a pick'em game almost.
It really is.
It's a 1.5-point spread still, isn't it?
Yes.
It should be. I would think it could go to a pick'em.
It has not budged. That line has not budged.
Because, all week.
Again, I picked the Chiefs because of Patrick Mahomes, but I don't feel confident. I would not want to lay my money on that at the moment because, again, I think we said the Eagles have a better all-around team, but it's a quarterback league, and I think the better quarterback's Patrick Mahomes, so that's who I would ride with.
And the Eagles have a better running attack than people think.
They do.
They have two very solid backs. And,
three. I like Gainwell. I like Boston Scott, and I like Miles Sanders.
I forgot about Miles Sanders. Yeah,
I think they're really. I mean, but I like the Chiefs. They might get Clyde Edwards-Helaire back.
Okay, we got 2 minutes. Where are you watching the game?
I'm not sure yet. Okay. We'll determine that.
Where are you watching the game?
I'm gonna watch it over at my buddy's house. Cooking up some wings, maybe smoke some ribs, all kinds of good stuff.
Big O. Where are you watching the game?
Where are we watching the game?
We're winding down.
Are we doing your place?
Haven't decided yet. Maybe my place.
Whatever it is, I'm making dip with Blanco queso and ground beef. It's so good.
All right. Well, I'll be down here directing traffic at Ferg's early. You guys come on down and buy a cold beer. I'll be busy from 4 to 6:15. 6:15, the old man's out of here, and I'll be watching the game at home with some Ferg's wings and grub.
Love you, Mike.
At home. That's Oscar Garner III for Dry Triton Golf. Well, I think there's some guys down here like that. For Triton Golf, Bill Buckner, Dave McCarthy, Ray Cole, Randy Grimes, live from the Super Bowl, the stream team, Big O, Alex Reba, Ben Botham, Joe Bedrow, Big Ed, and Matt on the controls. I'm Mike Rickard. Thanks for listening to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on a Super Saturday weekend. Remember, God bless you, God bless America, and as always, be sure to have a championship week.